我们上次看到二十九章的时候
，Last time we read chapter 29，
我们有些话还没有讲得完
，That we haven't finished speaking our words。
我们今天晚上先来补一补
，And so this evening we'll do some supplement。
弟兄姊妹，我们留意到
，And brothers and sisters, we can see，
当神借着以赛亚在那里指出犹大人他们的愚昧的时候
，When God used Isaiah to point out the foolishness of the people of Judah，
他不是单单的在那里给他们看见他们愚昧的地方在哪里。
Not only did he let them see where did they commit their foolishness，
他们是让他们看见他们愚昧的根本的原因在哪里。
He also let them see the root or the reason of their foolishness。
因为犹大当年的那个愚昧。
Because the foolishness of Judah
也是历代以来神的子民都常常显露的愚昧。
It's also the foolishness that's manifested throughout generations from God's people.
那个愚昧是什么？
So what is this foolishness?
没有把神的话放在心里。
They did not put God's words in their heart.
他们不觉得神的话是有带着权柄。
And they did not feel that God's words has authority.
他们觉得我高兴我就听神的话。
They feel that if they feel like it, they will listen to God's words.
如果我不高兴不合我的心意，那神的话就算了。
But if I don't like it, it's not according to what I want, then I would not pay attention to it.
当然我们看到这种光景最起头就是在亚当身上显出来。
And we see that this condition happened in the first time in Adam.
以后在历世历代的称为神的子民的人的身上也不断的显出来。
And for the generations to come, it has continued to manifest on those who are called children of God.
那我们也知道神是说话的神。
And we know that God is a God who speaks.
那他说话是愿意人听到他心里的意念。
And when he speaks, he's willing for a man to hear what's in his heart.
但是他不勉强人一定要接受他的意念。
But he would not force man to accept his will.
不过神是让人很清楚的知道，如果他们拒绝神的意念。
But God let men understand clearly if they reject God's will.
那么带出来的那个结果，那就人自己要去承担。
The result that will come after this, that man has to take up the consequence.
所以我们看到神在过去的属灵的历史上面，神是很忍耐、很忍耐的，在人的中间来做工。
So in the past spiritual history, we can see that God has much patience to work among men.
要把人挽回。
In order to atone men.
要把人的心调转。
And that in order to turn their hearts around.
但是如果人的心不愿意调转。
But if men's heart is not, they are not willing to turn around.
神也不勉强他们。
And God would not force them.
那么现在我们读到犹大没有被掳以前的那一段的日子的事。
So now we're reading the things about Judah before they were taken into captive.
也就是以赛亚做先知的那段日子的事。
Which has also happened during the times when Isaiah was the prophet.
犹大的光景在以赛亚做先知的时候有时是杀去杀的好凶。
And the condition of Judah while Isaiah was the prophet, sometimes they fall into a very bad condition.
上亚哈斯做王的时候就下得很低。
And just like when Ahaz was the king, they have fallen to a very deep place.
传说。
And legend has it.
比赛亚是给马拿西杀掉的。
That Isaiah was killed by Manasseh.
但是不知道这个是真实性有多少。
But we're not sure if this is a fact.
如果这个是事实的话。
If it was a fact.
那我们就更看见犹大在那一个时候就下得更低了。
Then we can see that the condition of Judah at that time was really low.
下到一个地步。
And to such a point.
神在那里宣告犹大被掳的原因的时候脱不了马拿西所做的。
When God proclaimed the reason that Judah would be taken into captive, that it has to do with Manasseh.
但是犹大却不是像以色列那样子长期是往走下坡。
But unlike Israel, Judah did not go downhill at, all the time.
他有一些时候他又往上升了。
And sometimes it would rise up.
而神也让他们中间有一些寻求神的王给兴起来。
And God raised up some kings that would seek after God.
而又带着犹大上升了。
And they would bring Judah to go upward.
所以我们看犹大的历史，它是反反复复，反反复复的。
So when we look at the history of Judah, you can see they go back and forth, back and forth.
特别是在以赛亚做先知的这段时间。
And especially during the time when Isaiah was the prophet.
那个反复真是厉害。
And they repeatedly, they go back and forth very much. From King Ahaz.
那么就到了西西家。
And then it goes to Hezekiah.
那西西家就起来了。
And Hezekiah rise up.
后来他下去了。
And then he fell.
那他下去以后,
and after he fell,
他儿子马拿西上来了。
His son Manasseh rise up.
马拿西一上来的时候就下去下去下到好低了。
And when Manasseh became king, he kept falling and falling to a very low point.
那么等到马拿西过去了。
And after Manasseh passed,
那到这个时候以赛亚也不在了。
At this time, Isaiah was no more.
那经过一个很短的亚门王。
And after a very short period of time, when Ammon, the king of Ammon, and then
Josiah
king, and Judah was risen up again. And after Josiah,
那就不行了。
And then there was not good anymore.
那些王一个比一个更糟糕，都是往下去了。
And those kings, they were one was worse than the other, and they kept going down.
结果就造成犹大。
And as a result, Judah was given to Babylon.
那以赛亚就是在这一段的时间的里边替神来讲话。
And Isaiah spoke at this time for God.
说你看到他说话的时候, 很明显有一个目的在哪里。
So you see that when he spoke, there was a very clear purpose there.
那个目的也就是发表神的心意。
The purpose was to express God's will.
神巴不得他的子民能从软弱、愚昧、无知的里面转回过来。
That God truly wanted his people to turn around from the foolishness and wickedness.
但是神在鉴察的里边也很清楚地看见他的百姓。
But in God's examination, he could clearly see that his people, it is very hard for them to turn around.
所以你看到神就用着以赛亚在那里对他的百姓说话的时候，那些话就好像很混杂在一起。
So you see that when God used Isaiah to speak to his people, it was very complex.
而有些时候你看到他在那里说到。 指出他们的愚昧和无知,
and sometimes you see that he is pointing out the ignorance and the foolishness.
但是马上你又看到那个话题一转，就转到神要怎么恩待他们。
But then right away you would see that the voice or the tone of voice changed and see that God would say how they would care for them.
这种关系是让我们读以赛亚书的时候常常搞得有点抓不到那个。 神讲话的路的,
so sometimes because of this, we have a hard time trying to grasp what God was trying to say in the book of Isaiah.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
虽然对我们来说是有点困难,
even though it is somewhat difficult for us,
因为我们不是处在他的那个时候,
because we are not at the same time period.
如果我们是处在他那个时候, 我们就是面对的那一种环境, 我们就比较容易领会神说话的。
If we were at the same time period, we are at the same condition, that we will be, it will be easier for us to understand how God speaks.
困扰是我们是站在今天来看当时的历史。
But what's confusing is we are standing to, in today's time and look at the past history.
在当时是说到将来的事的，今天我们看来都是历史。
At that time it was talking about the future, but today when we look at it, it has The things have passed already.
但是这些成了历史的事情呢，里边有相当部分是说到以后的事情的。
But these things that have become history, a part of it has to do with what's happening in the future.
这些以后的事情有部分在过去的历史出现了。
And these things that happens in the future, some of them has happened in the past.
但是有部分在以前的历史里头没有出现。
But some of it have not happened in the past history.
但是这些话要不要成为事实呢？
But would these words become facts?
如果我们知道神的性情，
If we understand God's nature,
那我们就知道一定要出现。
Then we would know that they would happen for sure.
但是什么时候出现呢？
But when would they happen?
这个也是把我们弄得有点不知道怎么来做决定。
And this also would cause us not knowing how to decide.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们虽然是愚昧。
Even though we're foolish.
但是神说话还是有他的法则的。
But when God speaks, he has his principles.
我们多留意一下的时候，我们就看到了哪些是当时要应验的事，哪些是借着当时应验的事而带到以后要来的那个永远。
And when we pay more attention to it, then we'll understand which are the things that would be fulfilled in the past and which are the things that would happen in the future.
那当神在二十九章那里头说到犹大人他们的愚昧的时候，
When God pointed out the foolishness of the people of Judah in chapter 29,
那弟兄姊妹，我们就看到一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, we'll see one thing.
神给我们指出了，当时犹大他们落到这种光景，原因在哪里？
And God has pointed out for us to see the reason that Judah has fallen to such a condition.
那我们如果留意神在当时指出的那个问题，
If we pay attention to the problem that God pointed out,
我们就很容易看到一个属灵的那些显明或者说下去。
And we can easily see the spiritual manifestation.
我们不能说只有某些人要负起那个责任。
And we cannot say that only some of the people need to take up the responsibility.
特别是在二十九章。
Especially in chapter 29.
神就把整个的那个属灵的那个现象给我们做了一个很明确的打开。
That God has opened up clearly the spiritual phenomenon at that time.
神说他要封闭预言。
God said that he would seal up the prophecy.
神要把神的心意来遮蔽。
That he would hide his heart.
神让所有的那个启示都好像停止。
And God caused all the revelation to stop.
那为什么呢？
And why is that?
我们提过了。
That we have mentioned.
因为他们的先知和先见，其实都是同一类。
And it's because of the prophets and the seers, they're the same kind.
他们没有任何的看见。
They did not have anything that, they could not see anything.
他们看不见神要做什么。
And they could not see what God was going to do.
他们也听不见神说什么。
And they could not hear what God was going to say.
但是问题在这了。
So that's the problem here.
难道是神不再说话了吗？
Is it because God no longer speaks?
难道是神不再做工了吗？
Is it because God no longer works?
神是称为说话的神。
God is a God who speaks.
他不可能不说话。
It is impossible for him not to speak.
神是做工直到如今的神。
And God is the God who works until today.
所以他不可能停止工作。
So it's impossible for him to stop working.
那既然神没有停止说话，也没有停止工作。
So if God has not stopped speaking or working,
那为什么那些先知 他们听不见神说话呢？
So why is that those prophets could not hear God's words?
为什么那些成为先见的，他们看不见神做工呢？
And why are the seers, they could not see God's hand working?
神就说出一个问题来。
And God spoke of this issue.
是神叫他们看不见。
It's because God caused them not to see.
是神不给他们听见。
And God would not let them hear.
神不让他们看见，也神不让他们听见，不等于神没有说话。
That God did not let them see or hear does not mean that God has stopped speaking or working.
也不等于神没有做工。
It doesn't mean that God has not worked.
那神是在那里做了，也在那里说了。
God has worked and has spoken.
但是这些称为传递神话语的人，他们跟神说话和做工完全停止了，或者说终止了那一个关联。
But these people who are supposed to deliver God's words, they have lost connection of, with God that they do not speak God's words.
以赛亚先知就在那里说出，是神把沉睡的灵浇灌这些人，封闭了他们的眼睛，蒙住了他们的眼。
So the prophet Isaiah said that the Lord has brought over you a deep sleep. He has sealed your eyes and he has covered your heads.
遮蔽了他们的眼睛，蒙蔽了他们的眼睛，遮盖了他们的头。
That he has sealed their eyes and covered their heads.
那是第十节那里了。
Which is in verse 10.
神就说出你们的眼就是先知。
And God has said that the eyes are the prophets.
你们的头就是先见。
And the heads the seers.
说到他们那个可怜的光景。
And it talks about the pitiful condition.
光看了神的话，领会不到神的话。
They opened up God's words, but they couldn't understand.
读过了神的话，不知道神在那里说什么。
They have read God's words, but they couldn't understand what God was saying.
那为什么？
So why is that?
是神叫他们看不见。
It is God who caused them not to be able to see.
因为神把他们的头遮盖了。
Because God has covered their heads.
把他们的眼睛蒙蔽了。
And he has sealed their eyes.
你说神为什么蒙蔽他们呢？
And you would ask why would God seal them?
问题来了。
And that's the issue here.
那底下神就说出一个非常非常让神心里头过不去的事。
In the following text that God has spoken of something that he's truly unhappy about.
也许我们的弟兄姊妹就会问了。
Maybe our brothers and sisters would ask.
他们是先知。
These are the prophets.
他们是先见。
And these are the seers.
怎么可能他们听不见看不见？
How is it possible that they could not see and could not hear?
弟兄姊妹，这的确是一个很大的问题。
And brothers and sisters, this is truly a big problem.
但是神在这里说出。
But here God says.
这一批称为先知的，我不说他是假先知。
And these group of people who are called the prophets, I will not call them the false prophets. And these who are called the seers.
我不说他们是假先见。
I will not say that they are the false seers.
他们也许曾经有过先知的服事。
Maybe they have had the ministry of a prophet.
他们曾经有过先见的功用。
And maybe they've had the function of a seer.
但是这是对他们来讲是他们自己的过去的历史。
But this is the past history.
到现在以赛亚对他们说这些话的时候，
At this time when Isaiah was speaking to them,
他们不在从前那种光景里。
They are no longer in the former condition.
当然这一批人，如果我们看历代志来或者列王记来看的时候，我们可以领会当中的确是有一部分是假的。
And if we look, read the books of the Chronicles or the Kings, we could understand there are a group of them, they are the false prophets or the seers.
但是是假的，我们不说他。
But we would not pay attention to the false prophets or seers.
我们说的是神在这里承认的，你们的眼，你们的头。
And what we want to talk about is, are these people who are called the heads and the eyes.
那这是应该是实在曾经显明过他们那个属灵的功用。
And these people had manifested the spiritual functions before.
但是为什么现在神 遮盖他们的头，蒙蔽他们的眼睛呢？
But why is that now God is covering their heads and sealing their eyes?
十三节主就说出那一个很清楚的答案。
In verse 13, God has given us a very clear answer.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
The Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐。
Their worship of me is made of only of rules taught by men.
那弟兄姊妹注意了，这个就说出一个非常严肃的问题来了。
And brothers and sisters, take note, this speaks of a very solemn matter.
这个很严肃的问题不单是以赛亚当时的问题。
And this solemn issue is pointed out here is not only an issue at Isaiah's time.
也是以来的那个属灵的问题。
It's also a spiritual issue throughout generations.
人用嘴巴亲近神。
That people come near to God with their mouth.
心却没有主的地位。
But in their hearts there's no place for God.
他们要去听神的话。
They want to listen to God's words.
因为那个是他们宗教的仪式。
And because this is a religious ritual for them.
他们在那里可以听到一些人的道理。
They can hear men's doctrine.
让人好像在那里教导人你怎么去做人。
It's like they are taught by men how to behave.
好像现在人也在那里说你怎么怎么你就可以有个超越的人生。
And it's like people saying nowadays how what you can do so that you can have a transcending life.
但是神在人中间做工却不是叫我们有一个超越的人生。
But when God works among men, it's not for us to have a transcending life.
乃是要叫我们回转到神的面前做一个敬畏神的人。
But it's for us to return and go back to God to fear God.
让神能用得着他们来发表神的自己。
So that God can use them to manifest God himself.
那这个是神和人中间那个关系的焦点。
And this is the focus of the relationship between man and God.
那个重点不在人。
The focus is not in man.
那个重点是在神。
The focus is in God.
因为是神的要求。
Because this is a requirement of God.
是神的定规。
This is the will of God.
人在神这个定规或者神这个要求的里头，那只有一个情形，就是跟上去。
Within the requirement and the will of God, there's only one condition for man, which is to follow on.
而不是以人为主体来决定人要怎么活。
But it's not for man to be the subject and decide how he should live.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看，历世历代以来，当人在神的面前和神的那个关系不准确的时候
，And brothers, as you can see throughout generations, when the relationship between God and man is not normal,
而是只是维持一个外表的那种宗教的关系的时候
，Or if it's just maintaining the outward religious or spiritual condition,
带出的结果一定是落到这种光景。
The results it brings forth will be like this for sure.
用嘴唇来尊敬神。
That they will honor God with their lips.
但心却远离神。
But their hearts are far from away from God.
因为他们和神的关系不是根据神的话。
Because their relationship with God is not based on God's words.
而是根据人的教导。
But it's based on the teaching of men.
那弟兄姊妹，这个差距就很大了。
So that's a great difference here, brothers.
人的教导也许是很超群拔萃。
Man's teaching could be very superior, could be very good.
但是如果不是出于神。
But if it's not coming from based on God.
如果不是神要发表给人的。
If it's not something that God wished to manifest,
在高明的道理也不过是在人的中间给人去欣赏。
And no matter how superior the doctrine is, it can only be admired by men.
没有解决人和神当中任何的那些遮蔽。
And it cannot resolve anything that's an obstruction between God and men.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然历世历代以来，人常常在神的面前落到 这种光景。
Even though throughout generations, men often fall into such a condition before God.
但是神在那里说，他还是要做工，要叫人苏醒过来。
But God said that He will continue to work so that man will be awakened.
那，所以我们看到二十九章末了的时候。
So when we come to the end of chapter 29.
神是把他手中要做的事情来显明。
That God is there to manifest the work of His hands.
啊，他让他的百姓看见神要怎么给他们做安排。
He lets His people see how He would arrange for them.
有些我们上次提了，我们就不想不就不再提了。
The parts that we have mentioned last time, we will not mention it again.
那我们从二十二节那里头留意一下。
We'll begin with verse 22.
所以救赎亚伯拉罕的耶和华论雅各家如此说：雅各必不再羞愧，面容也不是变色。
Therefore, this is what the Lord who redeemed Abraham says to the house of Jacob. No longer will Jacob be ashamed. No longer will their faces grow pale.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了，神在这里就提出一件事情，他是谁？
Brothers and sisters, take note, God had pointed out one thing here, which is who he is.
他说他是救赎亚伯拉罕的耶和华。
He said that he is the Lord who redeemed Abraham.
那神只是救赎亚伯拉罕吗？
So did God only redeem Abraham?
弟兄姊妹，这个话很有意思。
And brothers, this is very interesting.
跟神平常说话，提到亚伯拉罕的时候，好像不太接近。
And this is quite not the same as God would usually mention about when He talked about Abraham.
因为当我们看到神在以色列人身上做工的时候。除非不提亚伯拉罕。
Because we see that every time when God mentioned about His work upon the Israel,
如果要提到亚伯拉罕的时候，
unless He doesn't mention Abraham, if He mentions Abraham,
他总是提到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
He would always mention Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为他一直在那里宣告，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Because he continues to proclaim he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
很少数，神提到以色列的时候，光提亚伯拉罕。
And it's very rare that when God mentions about Israel, he will only mention Abraham.
这里是一次，但是不是唯一一次。
And here's one example here, but this is not the only one time.
不过我们看到神这样说话的时候，我们总要注意了，神怎么这样说的。
So when we see that this is the way God speaks, we have to pay attention to why God speaks this
way. 难道神救赎亚伯拉罕的时候，他把以撒雅各忘掉了吗？
Did God forget about Isaac and Jacob when he redeemed Abraham?
如果把以撒雅各忘掉，那神救赎亚伯拉罕一个人又解决了什么神的问题呢？
If God has forgotten about Isaac and Jacob when he redeemed Abraham, what problems did he solve?
我们如果真知道神那个救赎的旨意的，我们就晓得神的救赎里头不能只有亚伯拉罕。
If we truly know the will of God's redemption, then we have to know that this doesn't only include Abraham.
必须是有亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
It has to have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是神在这里很明确就是说，救赎亚伯拉罕的耶和华。
But here God says clearly, He's the Lord who redeemed Abraham.
怎么样呢？
So why is that?
他说，论雅各家。
And then he says to the house of Jacob.
这更叫我们感觉这里面太不可思议了。
And then this is what causes us to puzzle even more.
你论雅各家，那就是论到神救赎的名。
When you talk about the house of Jacob, this is the God's redeemed people.
既然是论到神救赎的名，怎么可能只是突出神救赎亚伯拉罕呢？
So when we're talking about God's redeemed people, how is that he only mentions Abraham?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为当我们着眼在神救赎亚伯拉罕的这一个事上的时候，
Because if we focus on how God has redeemed Abraham,
我们都晓得亚伯拉罕接受神的救赎的那个结果。
That we know the result of Abraham receiving God's salvation.
乃是用主当日说的话来说，就是说要叫万族得福。
And using the Lord's words is that all the nations will be, all the nations will be blessed.
啊，如果我们从神的那个祭活的那个焦点来说的话，那亚伯拉罕的蒙救赎是要带进国度。
And regarding God's plan of salvation, Abraham's redemption has to do with all the nations to be saved.
如果说是带进国度的话，那能把雅各丢开吗？
So it has to do with the kingdom. So if we talk about the kingdom,
能把以色列丢开吗？
Can we neglect Jacob and Israel?
不可能。
It's impossible.
现在神说救赎亚伯拉罕的，那因为耶和华来谈论到雅各。
So now here God says, the Lord who redeemed Abraham says to the house of Jacob.
啊，这就叫我们觉得很有意思了。
So this is very meaningful here.
我们从亚伯拉罕身上是看见神那个完整的救赎的旨意。
And in Abraham, we can see God's complete will of his salvation.
我们从雅各的身上是看见神的旨意成就在人身上的时候那个结果。
And from Jacob, we can see the result of God's will fulfilled in man.
当现在神说到雅各家的时候，
So now when God talks about the house of Jacob,
照属灵的历史所带出来的结果，应该是说论以色列。
If it's according to the end result of spiritual history, it should have says to the house of Israel.
但是神没有说以色列。
But God did not say Israel.
神也没说犹大。
And God did not say Judah.
虽然这是以色列跟犹大是两个单位了已经。
Even though now Judah and Israel has become two units.
但神都不说这两个单位当中的任何一个。
But God did not mention either one of them.
他仍然是说到整个的以色列。
He talks about the entire Israel.
但是又不叫他以色列。
But he did not call it Israel.
是说他雅各家。
But he says it is the house of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到那个问题来了。
Then brothers and sisters, you can see the issue here.
神给雅各换了一个名字叫以色列。
That God has given Jacob a new name, Israel.
如果雅各是活在神心意里面的时候，他是以色列。
If Jacob is living under God's will, then he is Israel.
如果雅各不能把以色列这个实际来表达的时候，他就是雅各。
And if Jacob cannot manifest the reality of Israel, then he will be Jacob.
那我们了解这一点的时候，现在我们来看神说话的那一个意思。
So after we understand this point, and now let's look at the meaning of God's words. 神
当时向他的百姓说话的时候，是把他们摆在没有成熟的那个，连成熟都说不上，仍然在神的面前活得像雅各一个样子的以色列。
When God was speaking to his people, he's putting them into a condition where they are living just like Jacob.
那么既然是对这样的人说话，
And so if he's speaking to such a group of people,
那说话的内容应该是什么呢？
So what would the content of his words?
你看你这个雅各。
Look at you, Jacob.
你们完全就像你的祖宗一样。
You are just like your ancestors.
那么长久的时间给你们恩典来挽回你们。
For such a long time, I have given you grace to redeem you.
你们动都不动。
But you will not even move.
啊，这样子下去。
And if you continue this way,
你们还有什么话好说的？
And what do you have to say for yourself?
那按照我们的想法。应该是神是对他们说这个话，你们雅各家完了完了。
According to our thinking, that God should have said these things to them, that Jacob, the household would come to an end.
但是满了恩典的神这样来向他的百姓说话，那说出 神的极深极深的怜悯。
But the God who's full of grace, when He speaks to His people, He has mentioned His deepest mercy.
他说到雅各家的时候，他说我就会这样说。
That when he mentioned about the house of Jacob, he said, I would say it like this.
他说雅各必不再羞愧，面容也不致变色。
No longer will Jacob be ashamed, no longer will their faces grow pale.
弟兄姊妹，既然还是雅各，那怎么不羞愧呢？
So brothers and sisters, if he's still Jacob, how could he not be ashamed?
既然人就是雅各，怎么可能面不变色呢？
If he's still Jacob, how could his face not grow pale?
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得。
And brothers and sisters, we need to remember
雅各羞愧,
that Jacob would be ashamed,
雅各面容变色,
that his face would grow pale.
那定规就是碰到非常非常重大的事。
And it has to do with when he encounters a great matter. 刚
刚在以赛亚说话的时候,
and during the time when Isaiah spoke,
犹大还没有碰到很大很大的事。
And Judah has not encountered a great matter yet.
但是在神的鉴察和神的宣告的里头,
but under God's examination and his proclamation,
犹大一定要碰到好重大的事。
That Judah would encounter a great matter.
那些重大的事也是要叫他们羞愧的。
And this great matter would cause them to be ashamed.
因为他们从神的百姓沦落到成为别人的奴隶。
Because they have fallen from becoming God's people to someone else's captives.
他们在成为奴隶以前，还有经过许许多多的那个大大的惊吓。
And before they have become slaves, they will encounter much fear.
他们没办法面容不变色。
And their faces cannot help but grow pale.
那当然，这个从近处来说，在以赛亚当时说话的。时刻算起，在近处来说。
And at the time when Isaiah was speaking, at a closer time frame.
那是大概一百多年后的。被掳到巴比伦。
It was about 100 years later that they would be taken captive to Babylon.
如果从远处来看。
And if you look at it from a distance.
这是说到国度以前犹大的以色列给列国攻打的那一件事情。
And this is before the kingdom that Israel was attacked by many nations.
但是神在这里就说了。
But here God says,
雅各不再羞愧。
That no longer will Jacob be ashamed.
面容也不致变色。
No longer will their faces grow pale.
相反的是怎么样呢？
But on the contrary,
相反的那就是接下去的23节的下半。
Which is in the latter half of verse 23.
他们必尊我的名为圣，必尊雅各的圣者为圣，必敬畏以色列的神。
That they will keep my name holy, they will acknowledge the holiness of the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel.
心中迷糊的必得明白，发怨言的必受训诲。
Those who are wayward in spirit will gain understanding. Those who complain will accept instruction.
那弟兄姊妹，你看这个光景，跟上面说他们嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我的那一个情形做一个比较，你看到那个变化多大？
And brothers and sisters, if you compare this condition to what we mentioned earlier about how they honor God with their lips and their hearts are far away from Him, this is such a great difference.
当然，正如刚才我们所提了，这个变化的当中，他们是遇到非常的大事。
And of course, like we mentioned earlier, this change comes about because they have encountered something great.
那这个非常的大事就是他们这些人在神面前进入一个好大的变化的那个转机。
And this great matter was that these people before God, they have encountered a great change.
那我们来留意了。
And let's pay attention to this.
什么事情？
And what is this matter?
让他们有这样大的变化。
So that they have such a great change.
是什么事情成为他们的转机，叫他们从远离神到亲近神。
Then what is this matter that has become the turning point so that they will turn from far away from God to go close to Him?
从藐视神到尊敬神。
From dishonoring God to honoring Him.
这里没有很明确的说。
And here it says very clearly.
但是就说了这么一句话。
But that's only one verse.
那是二十三节的开头。
Which is the beginning of verse 23.
就说出他们为什么不再羞愧，为什么不再变色。
It tells of the reason why they no longer be ashamed and their face grow pale.
因为他看见他的种子就是我手的工作。
Because they see among them the children, the work of my hands.
那弟兄姊妹们
My sisters,
记得了。
Remember this.
十九章里边就说到我手的工作。
In chapter 19 talks about the work of his hands.
那是我们花了一些时间在那里提到的。
That we have spent some time looking at this.
神说到埃及我的百姓。
God said that Egypt, my people.
亚述我手中的工作。
Assyria, the work in my hands.
以色列我的产业
and Israel, my inheritance.
这三国
These,
到那时这三国都一律叫万民得福
and these three nations together they would be a blessing on earth.
我们又回到那件事上去了
and we'll go back to this matter.
或者说我们靠近一点就回到二十八章那里所提到的那个吹角节的那个应验的事上面去了。
Or we go a little closer in chapter 28 about the feast of the trumpet.
那当神手中的工作显出来的时候
，When the work of God's hands manifests，
我们实在不知道神手中的工作的那个具体是怎么的显明。
And we do not know how the works of God's the work in God's hands can be manifested.
但是我们曾经肯定了一件事。
But we have confirmed this.
那就是世上的那些以色列的支派都显露出来。
Which is the lost tribes of Israel, they will manifest.
他们是怎么显露出来，我们没办法知道，因为神也没有再多说这方面的事。
How they would manifest, we could not understand because God has not many words about this.
但是这个事情一定要成为事实。
But this has to become a fact.
那当这个事实一显出来的时候
And when this fact is manifested,
神的百姓的心就明亮了。
That God's people, their hearts will be enlightened.
他们看到神手中的工作。
Then they will see the work of God's hand.
那所以他们就从过去的愚昧里边转过来。
So they will turn around from the foolishness.
而他们就在那里敬畏神。
And they will worship God.
而他们就在那里尊神的名为圣。
And they will honor God's name as holy.
而他们里面不再做一个迷迷糊糊的人。
And they will not be wayward anymore.
但是这个是将来的事。
But this is something in the future.
当以赛亚说话的时候，是把他们说到将来国度的那个时候的事情。
And when Isaiah was speaking, he was speaking to the things that would happen in the kingdom.
虽然是国度那么遥远的事情。
Even though this is something in the kingdom far far away from them.
但是有一个事实是以色列人。他们能掌握得到的。
But that's one thing that the Israelites can get a grab of.
那就是神不把我们丢弃。
Which is God will not forsake us.
神仍然叫我们做一个有指望的人。
That God continue to give us hope.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这个是神的怜悯，长久以来不单是在以色列民的当中，也是在那个称为他名下的人的当中，给人那一个永不停止的那个盼望。
And this is God's mercy, not only to the Israelites, but for all those who are under His name, that He would give us this hope that never ceases.
那我们现在看到这样的事情的时候
，So now that we have seen this,
我们马上看见。神说话的那个内容又转了。
And right away we see the content of God's words change.
啊，一下神马上把他们带到一个蛮有指望的光景里。
And on one hand, that it's like God would raise them up to a very hopeful condition.
从那种光景又把他们拖到一个好像绝望的那个地步。
But right away God would pull them down to a condition which seems hopeless.
在字句上面，我们实在是看到这样的。
And we can see within these words it is truly the conditions.
但是我们若是了解神说话的那个心意，或者说神说话的那个目的。
But if we truly understand the heart of God or the will of His words,
你很清楚地看见，神绝对没有意思叫他们荡秋千呢。
And we can truly see that God did not want them to be like on a swing.
一下把你抛高，一下又把又让你让你的跌下来。
In one moment that you are way up in very high, and in another moment you're down.
神这样宽幅的来说这些将来要发生的事。
And when God repeatedly talks about these things that will happen in the future,
乃是要让他的百姓看到，神既然是如此不放弃他们，他们应当。有一点自爱。
That is to, for his people to see that if God would not forsake them, they should love themselves.
而不是自爱自怜的那种自爱。
It's not self-pity.
乃是他们要自己爱惜自己。
But they should love themselves.
要认识他们的地位。
They have to understand the position.
要认识他们在神的面前所承受的那一个丰富，
and to understand the abundance they have received before God，
也要留意神选拣选他们的那一个目的，
and also to pay attention to the purpose of God's choosing them，
不要偏离，
then they would not go astray。
虽然神的话说出来的时候好像没有留下任何的那个情面也好，给他们留一点下台阶也好。
So even though when God speaks these words, it's as if God has not leave them a way out.
但是你确实是看见神说话指出他们的愚昧，但是马上神就给他们指出你们该选择的路。
But we can clearly see that in God's words, God pointed out their foolishness, but also right away God would point out the way they should walk on.
所以我们到了一进到三十章的时候，
so when we go into chapter 30,
弟兄们，你立刻就看见三十章跟二十九章的末了的那是说话的那个内容跟语气完全变了调了。
And you can see right away the content and the mood of chapter 30 is completely changed from the end of chapter 29.
二十九章的下半叫人看到有希望。
The later half of chapter 29 causes to see hope and that man again courage.
但是一踏到三十章，马上又好像冰冷起来了。
But when we come to chapter 30, it feels like it's cold again.
那为什么神说话是这样的呢？
And why would God speak in such a way?
那弟兄姊妹，你要记住这一点。
And brothers, you need to remember this.
神是全知的神。
God is a God who is omniscient. And he knows all.
所以在他的鉴察里，
so under his examination,
他看出犹大的最致命的那一个缺陷。
He can see the deadliest weakness of Judah.
从他们那个时候开始，就是从以赛亚做先知的时候开始已经出现了。
And it has happened, it has appeared during the time when Isaiah was the prophet.
那他们的那个缺陷是什么呢？
And what is their weakness?
当然过去我们已经提过。
And we have mentioned about this before.
当犹大走到他们历史的下半的时候，
And when Judah has come to the later part of his history,
在他们的四周是有几个强国。
Surrounding them, there are some strong nations.
一个在他现在说话的时候，一个是亚述。
And during the time when Isaiah spoke, one is Assyria.
西边的那个是埃及。
And then on the west is Egypt.
在东边的是亚述。
Also on the east is Assyria.
那亚述后来就成了巴比伦。
And Assyria would become Babylon later on.
那就是两个强权。
And there are two great powers.
不单是这两个强权。
Not only are these two great powers.
并且在巴比伦以后。
And after Babylon.
那是波斯了。
That would be Persia.
那波斯以后就是希腊了。
And after Persia is Greek.
不管那个政治的局面是怎么变。
And no matter what the change is in terms of political,
在以色列的东边一直有一个强大的政治的势力。
On the east of Israel, there's a great political power.
在西边也有一个很强大的政治的势力。
And also on the west, there's a great political power.
那么这东西方的那两个势力啊，在中东这一带经常 发生那个利益的冲突了。
And these two great powers, one on the east and one on the west, they always have conflicts in the Middle East area.
而以色列也好，犹大也好，他们夹在当中。
And whether it's Israel or Judah, they are in the middle.
他们是小国。
They are small nations.
夹在两个大国的那个利。的当中。
And they are in between these two strong nations.
他们要求生存的话。
So in order to seek survival,
按个人来说,
according to men,
他们必须要依靠任何的一个。
And they have to depend on either one of them.
因为这两个强权是敌对的。
Because these two great powers, they are opposite.
你夹在当中，你不能说两面我都讨好。
And if you're in the middle, you cannot say that you will try to please both of them.
如果要两面讨好的话呢，结果都成了两面的敌人。
If you try to please both of them, you'll become both of the enemies.
所以他们必须要在这个两强之间要选择一个多靠近一点。
So they have to choose among these two great powers to be closer to one of them.
长久以来，他们的那个缺陷呢？
And for a long time, the iniquity
就在这一些事上面来显出来。
Or the shortcoming is manifested on this.
从具体的来说，他们常常去寻求埃及的帮助。
And to put it concretely, they always go to seek the help of Egypt.
从地理上来说，我们会这样觉得，埃及离以色列很近。
And geographically, we would say that Egypt is very close to Israel.
如果我有什么困扰的时候，他来给我救援，那也可以快速一点。
That if I have any difficulties, then they come to help us, it will be faster.
而亚述也好，巴比伦也好，他们是比较远。
Whether it's Assyria or Babylon, they are a little bit farther away.
虽然他们强大，但是究竟跟我们还是有点距离。
Even though they are strong, but they have quite a distance from us.
那所以盘算来盘算去，那一个有利的选择还是选择埃及。
So after calculating, the more beneficial way is to choose Egypt.
那所以我们看到犹大的后半的历史一直是靠近埃及。
So we can see that the later half of Judah's history, they continue to rely on Egypt.
当然他们跟埃及的关系是很密了。
So of course their relationship with Egypt is very close.
他们曾经在埃及生活过430年。
Because they have lived in Egypt for 430 years.
后来虽然离开埃及，但是他们的心还是埃及。
But even though after they left Egypt, but their hearts are still there.
那么现在碰到那个地上的事情的时候，他们还是觉得埃及是比较可靠。
So now that they have encountered worldly matters, they feel that Egypt is more dependable.
弟兄姊妹记得，当巴比伦人攻陷耶路撒冷的时候。
And versus, you remember when the Babylonians, when they have taken down Jerusalem.
连同耶利米在那里头给他们那个劫持着。
And the people of Judah, the ones who are left, and also Jeremiah, that's included in there.
他们放往哪去呢？
And where would they go?
到埃及去。
They went to Egypt.
耶利米告诉他们说不要上埃及。
Jeremiah told them not to go to Egypt.
他们说不上埃及怎么可以？
And they would say, how could they not go to Egypt?
谁来保护我们？
Who would protect us?
谁给我们安全感？
Who would give us security?
非去埃及不可。
That we must go to Egypt.
结果他们去了，把耶利米也带走了。
As a result, they went to Egypt. They also brought Jeremiah along.
但是这个事情不是等到耶利米的时候才发生了。
But this did not happen at the time of Jeremiah.
在西西家的那个日子已经有这个倾向了。
During the time of Hezekiah, they already had the inclination.
底下我们就看见他们跟埃及结盟。
And later on, we will see that they form an ally with Egypt.
三十章一直上半就一直是因着这样的一件事情，神指出他们的那个最大的缺陷来。
So in the first half of chapter 30, God has pointed out this weakness of them.
他们要依靠法老。
That they try to depend on Pharaoh.
与埃及结盟。
That they want to form an ally with Egypt.
神就非常简单的给他们说了几句话。
So very simply, God spoke these words to them.
什么话呢？
And what are these words?
我想弟兄姊妹先来注意这一个。
And verses, let's
first pay attention to this. 我不知道我这样看是不是对。
I don't know if I'm right by looking at this way.
但是 我看来看去，除了这个，好像没有别的那一个事实来说明这个。
But then after a few times, I could not find another way to explain this.
那上面就说到他们要寻找埃及的帮助。
And before this, it talks about how they would seek the help from Egypt.
从第六节开始。
And starting from verse 6,
你就看到有几个字。
You can see some words.
他说，论南方牲畜的末世。
It says an oracle concerning the animals from Negev.
南方的牲畜。
The animals of Negev.
弟兄姊妹们，这说什么？
And what does it mean, brothers and sisters?
你要是往下边去看。
If you continue to read on, you would not see that many animals are mentioned.
但是他这个标题好像就明明在那里说，论南方的牲畜。
But this small title here talks about concerning the animals of Negev.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我不敢说我看到。
I cannot say that I have seen this.
不过有点意思就是。
But there's some meaning to it.
我如果我们往上面去看。
If we continue to read on.
你看到一个事实。
You can see this fact.
那就是指着他们要寻求埃及的帮助，神就说出这个论南方的牲畜的话来。
Which is when they wanted to seek the help of Egypt, that God said these words about the animals of the Negev.
他好像说到，你以为埃及很能帮助你吗？
It sounds like that when you think that Egypt can give you help.
你真的看起来。
That when you truly look at it.
埃及不过是一大群的牲畜。
Egypt is just like a group of animals.
那为什么说他们是牲畜？
And why would we call Egypt and the animals?
因为这底下就提到好多的一些比较猛兽的那个。
Because what follows is some fierce animals.
我们留意历代志和列王记，我们就看到。
If we pay attention to the Chronicles and the Kings.
当巴比伦来进攻犹大的时候。
When Babylon was attacking Judah,
而犹大当时已经是到了约西亚的儿子，他们几个儿子接连在那里做王。
And Judah at that time was reigned by the sons of Josiah.
他们那个倾向就是寻求埃及的帮助来抵挡巴比伦。
The inclination was to seek help from Egypt to fight against Babylon.
那当时埃及对犹大的影响是影响的非常的厉害。
And the influence of Egypt at that time was very great upon Judah.
连约西亚死掉了以后，他的儿子叫做什么哈斯做王。
And after Josiah died, that his son reigned.
约哈斯对了。
And Joas.
那么。他做王没有太久。
And not long after he reigned.
埃及人就上来把他废掉。
The Egyptians came and get rid of him.
然后就让他的弟弟来接下来替他，就是约雅敬。
And then let his brother Jehoiakim to take his place.
那你看到他们当时那个影响力是到这样大的那个。
And you can see how great an influence that Egypt has on them.
那他们是犹大的帮助吗？
Are they truly the help of Judah?
不是。
It's not.
严格来说是他吞噬犹大。
Strictly speaking, they have swallowed up Judah.
比巴比伦更早去吞噬犹大。
Even before Babylon, they would swallow up Egypt.
所以神就说到论到南方的那个牲畜。
So that's why God said concerning the animals of the Negev.
你看到比萨的时候。
And when you read what follows,
那个结论出来了。
And you can see God's conclusion.
第七节。
Verse 7.
埃及的帮助是徒然无益的。
To Egypt, whose help is utterly useless.
我也称他为坐而不动的拉哈伯。
Therefore, I call her Rahab to do nothing.
是不是？
Is that right?
法老也成了一个动物了。
The Pharaoh has also become an animal.
这个拉哈伯就是你从别的地方就看到就是那个鳄鱼。
That Rahab is in other places you can see is a crocodile.
那神在这里就指出一个非常非常严肃的事。
That God has pointed out a very solemn matter here.
就是埃及的帮助是徒然的。
He says the help of Egypt is utterly useless.
然后就往下去的时候
And then it continues on.
神就说
God said,
这批完全不要听神的话的人
This group of people who would not listen to God's words.
他们以为他们所选择的是他们的帮助
They thought what they choose was the help.
结果他们所得着的是翻过来叫他们受损。
But actually what they gain is something that would cause them harm.
因为他们根本没有把神放在眼里，所以神也就让他们去接触一些他们承担不起的那个结果。
Because the fact that they do not honor God, that God would cause them to...experience something they could not bear.
弟兄姊妹，你看那个字句上面你就晓得了，他们那些人，这特别你跟那个耶利米书上的那个话来说啊，来对照一下，你就看到说的太清楚了。
And when you read what's in here, the words, my sister, you can see, especially when you compare to the words of Jeremiah, you can see very clearly.
起初他们要上埃及，他们又不放心，就请耶利米，你去替我们求问神，看神要不要我们上埃及。
And when they wanted to go to Egypt, they were not very sure. They asked Jeremiah to seek after God's will and ask if it's God's will.
神的话借着耶利米来告诉他们说，不要上埃及，就住在这里。
And when God's words came from Jeremiah saying that you should not go to Egypt and stay here.
结果他们的反应是什么呢？
But what was the response?
他说耶利米，你说的都是假话，神没有跟你这样说。
They said to Jeremiah that you are speaking false words that God did not tell you to say this.
甚至他们可以说，就算神真的跟你们说，我们也不要听，我们就定规要杀埃及，就杀埃及了。
Even to a point that they said, even God spoke to you this way, we have decided we'll go to Egypt and therefore we will go.
那丢什么神就说，你们看中人所说的话。
And God say to them that you regard man's words.
却藐视神给你们的话。
And you disregard God's words.
是你们一定是没有办法不羞愧的。
So there's no way that you will not be ashamed.
你们没有办法能得到真正的帮助。
That you would not be able to gain true help.
因为你们依靠来依靠去都是依靠人。
Because what you've been depending on is man.
埃及也是人。
Egypt is man.
你要从他那里得帮助那是枉然的。
And this is utterly useless to gain help from them.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
虽然神的百姓不大愿意听神的话。
Even though God's people were not willing to listen to God's word,
还是要向他们说话。
But God continued to speak to them.
神，所以到了十五节，那神说话的那个内容跟语气又转了。
So when we come to verse 15, the content and the mood of God's words changed again.
好像从那个警告又转回安慰了。
It's changed from warning to encouragement.
但是这个安慰啊，却是带着指导性的。
Or this words of comfort, it has some guidance.
弟兄姊妹，你注意这个。
And brothers and sisters, take note.
怎么说
？What does it say?
主耶和华以色列的圣洁曾如此说。
This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says.
弟兄姊妹，先注意。
Francis, first take note.
这个话不是神当时说的。
These words are not spoken by God at that time.
是从前说过的。
These words were spoken by God before.
并且给我们看到，神不只说了一次两次的。
It also lets us see it's not just once or twice that God has spoken. And what did God say?
神说
，God said,
你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得利。在乎平静安稳。
In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个话怎么说呢
What is these words mean? And it's true that they are encountering some great difficulties.
他们必须要得着拯救,
they have to be saved.
如果按照他们的历史过程来说,
if it's based on the history,
他们要从亚兰人的压迫的里面得拯救,
they have to be delivered from the people of Aram.
他们要从亚述的那个压迫的里面得拯救,
and also they need to be delivered from the oppression of the Syrians.
在最近的未来, 他们要面对的, 那是从要从巴比伦的那个侵犯的里边要得拯救,
and also for a closer point of view, they have to be delivered from the hands of the Babylonians.
那他们怎么去能得拯救呢?
But how could they be delivered?
求助埃及, 神说那个路不通,
if they want to seek help from Egypt, God said it's not a good way to go.
那如果不上人群 帮助, 那还有谁呢?
So if they don't seek help from men, who else is there?
但神说,
but God said,
你们别忘了,
do not forget,
你们的那个真正的帮助是耶和华神,
your true help is Jehovah God.
你们的帮助是那个造天地的耶和华神,
your true help is the God who created heaven and earth.
你们要得救那一个 根据乃是你们归回安息在神的信实里。So
your salvation is based on the fact that you rest and go back to your God.
你们能在那里继续的站住,
if you were to continue to stand,
乃在乎你们里面没有骚扰,
it is based on there's no disturbances within you.
专一的去仰望 你的神,
that you should rely on a God single-heartedly.
那弟兄姊妹们, 这个话是神从前说过的,
and brothers and sisters, these words were spoken by God before. Now God repeated it.
但神说这个话, 那个根据在哪里呢?
But what is the basis of God's words here?
根据又在生命记了,
it's based on Leviticus.
弟兄姊妹, 你记得, 神给他们很清楚的一个提示或者说一个应许。
And brothers, remember very clearly that God has given a guidance or promise. If you fear God and listen to His word,
敌人从七条路来进攻你们，他们必定是从七条路逃走。
When your enemies come attacking you from one way, they would escape in seven different ways.
如果你们不听从神的话,
and if you do not listen to God's words,
那这个情形就要翻过来,
and this condition will be turned around.
你们敌人从一条路来, 你们就要从七条路逃跑,
that your enemies will come from one path and you will have to escape in seven.
一个更严肃的事情是这样子,
and another even more solemn matter is
this,
that God has promised them,
如果你们是活在神的那一个 管理的底下的,
and if you live under God's governing,
你们是, 我都忘掉了。你们两个人就追赶生命记那里, 我记得不太清楚了, 你们, 两个人就追赶一千人。
That in the book of Le
我不管那个字句的准确了，我只说说那个。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it says something about if you honor God, if you follow Him, then you two of you will chase after thousands of enemies.
那你们, 哈? 是这，还不是这里，那里是翻过来说，是正面说的。那你们两个人追赶多少呢？那五个人还是十个人就追赶，那个倍数是扎天上去的。
So So in the book of Deuteronomy, we will not look into it. Brothers and sisters would have some impression about this passage.
但丢丢你留意在这里,
but here, brothers and sisters, let's take note.
这里的情形刚好翻过来,
this condition here is completely turned around. That God told them,
你们得救在乎归回安息,你们得利在乎平静安稳。
God said in repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength. But you will not have none of it. That you will not want to listen.
你们说,
and you said,
我们可以靠我们自己的办法。
We can depend on our own methods.
神说好, 你靠你自己的办法。
So God said, yes, you can depend on yourselves.
你那个结果就是别人,一个人在那里, 大喝一声,
but the result is with the threat of one,
你们一千人就逃跑了,
a thousand will flee.
你们一千人都抵不过别人一个人,
a thousand of you cannot defend one of them.
如果五个人在那里七合,
and if there's five of them threatening you,
你们全体都逃跑了,
you will all flee away.
好丢人, 你看到这个情形, 太可怜了,
and brother sister, you look at this, it's truly pitiful.
是有一个把握, 完全可以胜过, 来攻击他们的人。
Originally, they had this assurance they could overcome those who come to attack them.
但是现在他们不要听神的话。
But now they do not want to listen to God's words.
那么结果呢?
So what is the result?
整个情况翻过来了。
The entire situation turned around.
人家一个人就叫你一千人逃跑。
So one of them would cause a thousand of you to flee.
五个人就叫你全体都逃跑。
And five of them would cause all of you to flee.
好，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
神说得很清楚。
That God has spoken very clearly.
问题不在乎依靠地上的任何有利的人。
Your problem is that you are relying on those on earth who are powerful.
你们真正的那个拯救的力量是在乎神，你们的神。
But your true salvation, your deliverance is your God.
你们必须要很平静安稳地站在你们的神的那一边。
That you have to be in true repentance and rest to stand before your God.
你们去看你们的神怎么为你征战就对了。
And you can just look at how your God would fight for you.
你不要在那里自己动脑筋出主意。
And you should not come up with your own methods and use your own brain power.
你怎么安排，你只要是在乐在依靠人的这个光景里面，你就一定是没有路走。
No matter how you calculate, as long as you are relying on men, then you would not have a way out.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真是感觉我们的神心里面为着他的百姓。 用人的话来讲，就是变化的很快，也很复杂。And
brothers,
那个情绪也很复杂。We
can see that in the heart of our God that He is His emotion is truly complex and it changes a lot.
那当神这样子说到他们那么可怜巴巴的情形的时候，So
when God mentioned about their pitiful conditions,
神又说了。And
God continues to say,
尽管你们是这个样子。
Even though you are like this,
神仍然在那里等候要施恩给你们,
yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you.
你们必然兴起,
and He will rise to show you compassion.
因为神在那里等候你们去接受他给你们的祝福。
Because God is waiting for you to receive the blessing from Him.
叫你们祝福到一个地，得祝福到一个地步，你们是安稳的，在西安，在耶路撒冷。So
that you are blessed to a point that you will live securely in Zion, in Jerusalem.
你们向神有所求，神就立刻给你们答应。
And whenever you cry out to God, He will answer you.
你不要。 因着外面眼界的环境，你感觉神好像离你很远。And
do not look at the outward condition and think that God is far away from you.
没有。
It's not true.
神说, 他一直在那里看着你们。
And God said that He is there to watch over you.
弟兄姊妹特别留意二十节，是很多弟兄姊妹都很熟的。
When sisters take note of verse 20, it's very familiar with.
但是我们必须把这个连接起上下文来看，我们才了解。我们很熟的经文的那个真正的意义。
But we have to put it into context so that we will understand the true meaning of this verse.
那二十节那里怎么说呢
？And what does it say in verse 20？
哦，你主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师，你活向左，活向右。你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，你要行在其间。
Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
弟兄姊妹，你切身触地，触在他们当时的环境。
And brothers and sisters, if you put yourself in their shoes,
不管你是给亚述压紧也好，
Whether you're oppressed by Assyria,
或者是你给巴比伦掳去也好，
or whether you're taken captive by Babylon,
或者从预先神宣告的那些话来说到，你将来在那个大灾难的那个哈米吉多顿的那个战役的时期也好，
or whether you're in the period where there's an Armageddon battle,
如果你从外面的情形来看。
If you look at our condition,
你的确是看到我们所碰到的，不管是什么，都是困难。
You could see that whatever you encounter is difficulty.
我们所吃的是艰难。
What we eat of is adversity.
我们所喝的是困苦。
What we drink of is affliction.
好像艰难和困苦在那些日子里头，就如同我们每天进食的。那样子平常。
It seems like adversity and affliction is so common that it's something that we eat of or drink of.
虽然神说，虽然从外面来看，你们落到这样的光景。
God said that although outwardly you have fallen into such conditions,
但是你的神却没有隐藏。
But then your God would not hide.
你也能亲眼看见你的神在那里给你们在那里教导在指引。
And you will see with your own eyes that your God will teach you and will guide you.
那么我们从已经发生的历史上面来看。
And if we look at it from the history that has happened.
弟兄姊妹你看到什么呢
?And brothers, what would you see?
你看到但以理。
You will see Daniel.
他如果按照外面来说，他的确是在极大的困扰的环境，是被是俘虏嘛？是。
And according to our condition, he was in great difficulties because he was a slave.
你也看见尼希米。
And you can also see Nehemiah.
他也是一个俘虏。
He's also a slave.
但是你看到尼希米的时候。
But when you look at Nehemiah,
他虽然没有但以理那么厉害，做了巴比伦的那个宰相。
Even though he was not as great as Daniel, that he has become the chief official in Babylon.
但是他却做了波斯王的那个酒政，第九给王喝的人。
But he has become a cupbearer for the king of Persia.
你看到这两个人的时候，你就看到主在这里说话的那个事实。
And when you look at these two people, you can see the facts in God's words.
那在他特别在他们这两个人的身上是显得更清楚的。
And it's manifested very clearly, especially on these two people.
你再要看到以斯帖记里面的莫迪甲改，或者说那个以斯帖。
And if you look at Mordecai and Esther in the book of Esther,
你都看见神的话在这里。如何显明在他们身上
？And you can also see how God's words manifested on them.
不单是给他们一个保护
，Not only did He give them protection.
事实上也不住的在那里给他们指导。
He also continued to give them guidance.
所以主的话在这里说的很明确。
So God's words are very clear here.
他说只要你的心转回归向神，
says as long as your heart turned around and returned to God，
你会转过来以神做你那个哀求的对象，向他发出哀求的声音。
If you turn around and regard God as the subject of your cry and you cry out to Him，
你定会承受神的怜悯和管理。
That you will for sure receive God's mercy and His guidance。
并且那个你所接受的那个管理，或者说所接受的那一个拯救啊。是有把握的。
And also the government or deliverance that you receive, you have assurance of them.
因为当你在到了那个环境的时候，
because when you come across these conditions,
一直有神自己的声音也好，神给你一个感觉也好，你知道你是走在正路的。
That you will have a God's voice of a feeling that telling you that you are walking on the right path.
弟兄姊妹，当你看到但以理跑到狮子坑里的时候，
And brothers says when you see Daniel going into the lion pit,
那真是艰难当兵了。
That he is truly having the bread of adversity.
真的是困苦当水。
And also the water of affliction.
但是他进到狮子坑里。
But when he went to the lion den, using his own words,
我的神怜悯我,
he said, My God has mercy on me, that he protects me,
封住狮子的口,
that he has sealed the mouth of the lion. So the lions did not harm me.
他三个朋友,
and his three friends,
给扔到火湖里,
that they were thrown into the fire pit.
但他们一路走上火湖的火。火窑的时候，
and when they were walking inside the fire pit,
那真的是艰难当饼了。
That indeed they have the bread of adversity and water of affliction.
还有指望吗？
And do they still have any hope?
感谢神。
Thank God.
丢进去的是三个人。
When they were thrown in there, there were three of them.
人家在外面看的，看到四个人。
But when others look at them, there were four.
他们不是在火中挣扎。
They were not struggling in the fire,
而是在火中游行,
but they were just walking around in the fire.
这个游行就是夸胜了。
And this walking around is overcoming or proclaiming the victory.
所以结果他们就喊，他们叫他们出来了。
So that they were called out.
他们还能很松容地就走出来。
So very easily they come out.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这个事情。
But sister, take note of this matter.
他们出来的时候，不但是他们这个人平安。
When they came out, not only were they not harmed.
圣灵记下来的那个事实是说，
the fact that was recorded by the Holy Spirit.
他们的衣裳连火燎的气味都没有。
That there's not even any smell of smoke on their clothes.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
So what is it, brothers and sisters?
是神自己的应许兑现在他们身上。
This is the fulfillment of God's promise on them.
我虽然给你有艰难，虽然给你有困苦。
And God said that even though I give you adversity and affliction,
但这一切都不能动你一条毫毛。
But none of these would harm you in any way.
你是平平安安的在那里走。
You are just being there peacefully.
并且你走得非常非常的有把握。
And that you're walking on a path with assurance.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神说你有把握知道你是走在正路上。
The God said that you will have the assurance to know that you're walking on the right way.
在眼见里头，你没有路可走。
From what you can see, there's no way out for you.
但是你按照神的心意往前走。
But if you walk according to God's will,
神给你知道。
That God will let you know.
你是走在正路上。
That you're walking on the right way.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此经历了这一切的时候，
so after he experienced all this,
神就说你们就会把你们的金偶像银偶像全都丢掉。
Then you will cast away all your gold idols or silver idols.
对偶像说走吧。
And say to them, away with you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这是神说到，那弟兄姊妹留意啊，上文是说论雅各家啊。
And verses take note to what saysbefore this was says to the house of Jacob.
但是说到雅各家，如果他们是行走在神的心意里，他们就不是雅各家。
But when it says, talks about Jacob, the house of Jacob, if they walk in the will of God, they are no longer the house of Jacob.
他们就是实际的以色列。
Then they are the true Israel.
他们就是实际的神的王子。
And they are the true princes of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看看，主的话在这里还没有说完。
So brothers and sisters, God's words has not stopped here.
主不继续往前说的时候。
When God, the Lord continues to speak,
神要给他们缠裹伤伤口。
God said that He would bind up the bruises,
给他们医治鞭伤。
And to heal the wounds He inflicted.
同时呢
，And at the same time,
这里边我不多说了，我只是提醒弟兄姊妹，你回去对照启示录十六章来看。
And I won't go into details, but brother and sister, you can look at it in comparison to Revelation chapter 16.
当时的话说到启示录里边的内容去了。
It's instead what Isaiah was speaking of. It's speaking of the words in the Revelation.
事实上的确是这样。
And in fact, it is so.
是说到以色列最后蒙拯救的那一个那件事上面去。
It talks about the fact that Israel was delivered at the end.
那神在那里一面给以色列拯救，一面是给列国一个惩治。
And on one hand God delivers Israel, and on the other hand He was punishing the nations.
然后就带进国度。
And then He brings forth the kingdom.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那么神这样说的时候呢，他又回到现实的情形来。
And then after God spoke of all these words and he returned to reality.
那现实的情形是什么呢？
So what is this reality?
就告诉以色列人。
He tells the Israelites,
不要惧怕亚述。
Do not be afraid of Assyria.
亚述会很快来给你们骚扰。
That Assyria will come very quickly to disturb you.
但是你们不必惧怕他的骚扰。
But you do not have to be afraid of the disturbance.
因为我要替你们去击打他。
Because I will strike them for you.
让他不能给你们有什么那个伤害。
So they could not cause you any harm.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
如果我们再往下去看的话。
If we continue to read on.
你仍然看见神在那里很明确的。对着这一个题目来再说话。
And you will see God continue to speak of this subject.
那就告诉他们。
Which is to tell them.
不要再依靠人。
Do not rely on man anymore.
转回过来。
Return.
学习仰望神。
Learn to look to the Lord.
依靠神。
Rely on the Lord.
那这个我们不再说进去了。
And we will not go into this.
下礼拜回来我们再说了。
And we'll continue on next week.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
神翻来覆去，翻来覆去，说了好多这样的话。
God goes back and forth to speak of much of these words.
如果弟兄姊妹你能抓到神的心，乃是要他的百姓好好的转回。
But brothers, if you can grab hold of God's heart that He wants His people to repent.
因为他们这样子让神翻来覆去来说这个话，就说出了他们在神面前那个愚昧和顽梗是何等何等的不寻常。
Because the fact that God has to go back and forth and repeatedly to say these words speaks of how these people, how they are so foolish and stubborn before God.
不寻常不是说到那个程度，而是 说到那个时间的 长度。
And the foolishness and the stubbornness is so abnormal. It's not talking about the degree, but it's the length of time.
他们长久在那里惹神震怒。
That for a long time, they're there to incite God's wrath.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神还是存着那样的一个故事的心思在那里要把他们挽回。
But God continued to have this heart to atone for them.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
神是这样的，要对着他的百姓来挽回他们。
And God has such a heart that He wants to atone for them.
那对我们今天作为神儿女的人来说
，And for us today who are children of God，
神就更有耐性在等待我们。
God has even more patience to wait for us.
那若是我们能体会到神的心思的
，If we could understand God's heart，
那我们从神等候以色列的回转来看到神今天对我们的等候了。
That we can see the waiting of God for the Israelites, for we can see it from there to look at how He waits for us. That we ask God to have mercy on us.
让我们不要等到主来的那个刻，我们才后悔说，为什么我们不早早的来转回过来，活在主的面光之上。
That we would not wait till the moment that the Lord returns, that we say, why don't we repent earlier?
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我想今天晚上我们就交通到这。
And we'll end our sharing here this evening.
我们祷告一下。
We'll pray.